What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have written a whole lot of miles.
We're coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady right here. It would appear that from Hilda.
Start there. My nigga.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have been a whole lot of miles.
We're coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady.
My nigga.
We had to change that last part.
Yeah, we did.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have been a whole lot of miles.
We coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady right here. It would appear that from Hilda, in fact,
my nigga. Roll your window down. Start there. My nigga.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have been a whole lot of miles.
We're coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady right here. It would appear that from Hilda.
Roll your window down. Start there. My nigga.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have been a whole lot of miles.
We're coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady right here. It would appear that from Hilda, in fact,
my nigga. Roll your window down. Start there. My nigga.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
This is
Just Get Comics.
Hey! Lay your palms flat on my tabletop. Help me, nigga.
Not considering y'all have been a whole lot of miles.
We're coming for you, nigga.
A whole lot of bull to purchase this lovely lady right here. It would appear that from Hilda, in fact,
my nigga. Roll your window down. Start there. My nigga.
What's good, everybody? This is your boy, Big Skit.
And this is your boy, Just BTV.
And this is
Just Get Comics.
Should I use this link? Now, I'm posting our little show here on a few social medias. It has a short link. Should I use this one, too?
What's up, Tom? How you doing? Hey, right now, everybody, we're on Periscope on Just BTV. Just go ahead and sign on, and we'll talk to you from there. And if you have any questions, please call the number.
646-668-8524. And we are off to a bit of a slow start, but I hope that you enjoyed like 10 minutes of our intro music. But we had gotten some information across, and it's all good right now. So we have so much to discuss, including the potential spoilers, which I had to throw in there. I don't know if you saw that, some potential spoilers that we may or may not discuss that happened on Arrow. And the spoilers are for The Flash. And this goes all the way back to our very first review we did also. That's what I find actually particularly funny about that one.
But before we get into the spoilers, we're going to discuss what our topic is of the day. And our topic is Civil War. Captain America. Civil War. We're going to go over some origins real quick, just to let you know who these people are, if you don't know who they are. And also, if you do know who they are, just sit here and enjoy the talk.
Or you can call in and add your two cents about who you think these people are. And I'm saying who you think these people are because, you know, maybe some people don't necessarily know that these people are who they say they are. Or something along those lines. So anyway.
This one?
Yeah, this one.
Okay, and once again, if you have any questions or you want to talk to Big Skid and Just Be TV, just call the number 646-668-8524. Once again, it's 646-668-8524.
Yeah. All right, so check this out. We also actually got, where if you log on to the link that we provided you, you can go on and chat with us also during the show.
Nice.
So we got a little bit of everything, and also we are live tweeting also right now.
That is true.
I'll live tweet. You can catch me over at Big Skit, BYGSKITT at Twitter. I'll make sure to tweet some important excerpts from the show.
Tag me in that as well.
I'll make
you
sure
tweet
to
it
that
as well. Also, I want to shout out real quick before we get into it. I want to shout out Comic Tweet. That dude has really been supporting Just Get Comics online. Shout him out at Geek Tweeters on Twitter. If you need a comic, Marvel, DC, any comic, he'll probably have it.
Geek Tweeter?
Geek Tweeters.
Now, is it TWIEE?
Yep, double EE.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess if you say the EE, we don't have to say the double card, right?
Nah.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it. So you want to start off with Team Cap or you want to start off with Team Iron Man?
Bump Team at Iron Man.
That's
homie,
what I'm
man.
Talking about.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about Team Cap. I mean, we could start off with Team Iron Man and that one-sided mess because, dude, Team Iron Man has the best fighters there is. But
do they really?
Well, I mean, they – okay.
They have
it's
one.
Not about the fighters. Okay.
They have
it's not about the fighters. It's about the overpowered individuals that they have.
Okay, there you
while
go.
While Team Cap is left with Scarlet Witch, you have the dumbed-down version of her red sparklies. Her powers are more equivalent to Jubilee's than they are to Scarlet Witch's at this point, if you ask me.
You know what I look at it as the versus battle? I look at it as 100 versus the Persian army. And the reason I look at it like that because the Persian army had this overwhelming power. It was just there. Was 300 guys who knew what the hell they were doing. And that's why I feel like Team Cap is. You got Captain America, Winter Soldier, you have Hawkeye,
mm-hmm.
you have Falcon.
Right.
All these regular guys that know how to fight.
Just out here.
That know,
you know
how to fight.
So doing their own thing, making their own way, making their way downtown, passing by something, I don't know the word. Dude, but yeah, man. So, all right. So
let's start off. We'll start, with,
start
Team
off with Team Cap. All right. So who do we got on Team Cap?
Let's start off at the head.
You start off with Iron Man.
No. Team Cap.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Cap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You said Team Cap too.
I don't want to start off. I want to save the best for last. And that's Team Cap.
Okay. So you want to start off with Iron Man?
I want to start off with Iron Man.
All right. Let's start off with Iron Man. The head. We're gonna go with Iron Man right now.
All
right.
Cool.
Team Iron Man right now. We're gonna start off with the head.
Okay.
Tony Stark.
Slash Iron Man.
Billionaire.
Playboy.
Philanthropist.
And all that other shit.
Futurist.
Futurist?
Yeah. They call him a futurist.
Because he's more concerned with what's going on in the future than the present.
That too, and he can, the way his brain is set up he's smart enough to think of things that help us out, help humankind out in the future. That's Iron Man.
I love that. The way his brain is set up right now. I like that. All right, so check this out. All right, so we got Iron Man, billionaire, genius, playboy, philanthropist, and all that wonderful stuff. But check this out. You know, one of the great things, and the reason being is because I've noticed in some of these commercials, the mini battles that they seem to have Iron Man on. I don't know why they keep putting him on battles. But
because he's the head,
forget him.
He's the head.
I haven't seen Cap fight that much.
They got to keep that stuff under wraps.
So
you know he's gonna do stuff.
Well, okay, let's talk about the obvious upgraded features that we'll probably get some light will get shed on in this movie, which has to do with the feature in the Iron Man suit that we discussed. Feature in the Iron Man suit that's been studying Cap from day one.
Okay.
I think that's awesome.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we actually seen.
Well, let's talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that the feature in the Iron Man suit that some people forget. It's a small fact that, you know, he has his suit constantly monitoring Cap for every single move. Why he chose Cap, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I think the reason why he chose Cap, because I look at Captain America as the way Tony looks at Captain America is the same way Superman looks at Bruce Wayne.
As that's the person he wants to be?
Like, as in, like, okay, you know what? If I were to go back, the first person I'm going to
take out is...
I need to take out that person.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm Superman, I got to take out Batman. If I'm Tony Stark, I got to take out Captain America. I have to.
Sad part is Thor would only be second on the list.
And it's real, though.
That's the sad part. To a puny human.
Because
so tiny.
Because it's funny, even in the if any of you guys ever seen the Avengers cartoon where they had kids, and then Ultron explained to Captain America's and Black Widow's kid why Captain America was so dangerous, even though he didn't have any powers, because he rallied up the troops.
Yeah,
like he motivated them. They were down. He's rallying them up. Like, come on, y'all, we can do it.
He's what you would call a motivator.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, so and the reason I bring that up, because I haven't actually heard anything about it. But the reason I bring that up is because how many scenes have we seen from the movie where Iron Man keeps seeming to hold his own against
Bucky?
Winter Soldier, Bucky,
mm-hmm.
and Cap himself. Now, granted, we haven't seen no hand to hand between him and Panther. I'm sure that some will come.
Right.
But he seems to be able to hold his own. There is no reason that Cap isn't able to. What's up? That Cap isn't able to keep up with that damn suit.
Well, here's the thing, and I feel the same exact way. And mind you, people, what he's talking about with Cap suit that it can predict. Iron Man 2 can basically predict Captain America's movement. Is he getting that from the comic book? Don't know if that's going to be in the movie. I feel like they're only doing it for the way Iron Man can keep up with Captain America in the movie, because it's a movie.
They'll go down this whole road with that whole, oh, I trained him and this and that and blah, blah, blah. No, come on, dude. There's no
And also, I think
that's going to catch him up like that.
Because honestly, I think Cap kind of holds back a little bit.
He does hold back.
He holds back, and I feel like maybe he'll hold back a little bit because, like, that part in the movie is like, he's my friend. And Iron Man says, I was too. Like, I think Cap knows that. You know, he already knows that. So he doesn't want
to. He's like, I never said you weren't my friend.
He doesn't want to really hurt him.
Yeah, you know? He's like, I never said you weren't my friend. You got all pissy because of the crap that you caused that put us here in the first place. And now you're talking about we need to. Man, you know, let's talk about that. All right, because I'm...
Let's not get off...
Well, technically, we are talking about Tony.
We're talking about Tony, but we're talking about his origins, and then we got to go to somebody else.
We're going to come back. We're going to put a pin into that whole issue with Tony.
But anyway, with Tony Stark, if you guys don't know, he's for the registration.
He is.
He's for the registration. And what that is, if you guys don't know what that is, basically it's to register. People are going to be registering superheroes.
Yeah.
And Captain America is not for that because he feels that they should have freedom of choice.
Yeah.
If somebody's in danger, we shouldn't have to check. Well, hey, is it all right? Can I go save that person?
Yeah. What kind of crap
is it okay? Can I save that person?
Remember they did that in The Incredibles.
Yeah.
You saved my life. You ruined my death is what you did.
Hey, do you guys see that? Do you guys see that? The correlation? All Captain America Civil War is incredible.
It's the Incredibles on steroids, really, like anabolic steroids. Matter of fact, I think it's the Incredibles on Super Soldier Serum. That's pretty much what it is on the Triple S, baby.
That's pretty good.
Incredibles on that Triple S. Incredible Triple S.
Incredible. Incredibles Triple S.
There you go. Super Serum.
But yeah, Iron Man, that's basically what he's for. He's for the registration because, frankly, and me and my co-host, we discussed this. I think he feels just bad. And the reason I think he feels bad because, one, he created Ultron that caused that huge, huge mess in Salveria.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called?
I don't know where the hell they were, but it wasn't Latveria, at least.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hell no. Dr. Doom ain't allowed that.
No, hell no.
He'll stop all that.
Okay, so that's Tony Stark's driving reason for whatever this whole crap is. I think it is that he feels bad.
Now,
so
let's go over the...
Who are we going to do next on his...
You want to go to his, like, right-hand man?
Rhodey?
Yeah.
I mean, really, what can you say about Rhodey?
We can go through him real quick.
I mean, okay, Rhodey is his best friend, his
right.
Ace Boon Coon,
right.
And I don't mean to use Coon in a derogatory sense, but he is Ace Boon Coon.
You know what we mean.
And, dude, here's the kicker. I don't feel like Rhodey agrees with Tony, but Rhodey is a company man when you think about it. I mean,
I think he
stole armor from Tony to bring to the United States Army. Granted, Tony didn't care.
He kind of punked him into that, too.
Yeah.
I think he does agree with the registration. The reason why I think it is because, well, yeah, that's kind of basically what you said. He's a company man.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the military.
Yeah.
He's for the government.
Registered.
And
yeah.
You know, he feels like the hero should be like the military, because the military can't really do anything without the government say so.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's a company man.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's yes sir. And then Tony's finally, and he's looking like, well, Tony's finally with me.
Exactly.
So of course I'm gonna have my boys back to the end. Let's do this. Let's go register these fucking pieces of shit.
So you know what happened? Their friendship was like this at first. And then when Captain America came, it was like this. But now since the registration came, it's
like this. Like that. No, not like that.
No. That's too much.
Because that'd be interracial stuff right there.
That's interracial Civil War Brokeback Mountain style.
Oh! Civil War Brokeback Mountain? For real?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Would they do it in their suits?
Let's go to the next one.
All right, look. All right,
Black Widow.
Black Widow. All right, Black Widow.
I don't understand her.
You said you did.
I did, but then I thought about it some more. This is what I thought about. Because the reason why I thought I did is because of the fact that all the stuff she did before, right?
All the red in her ledger.
Exactly. All the red in her ledger and everything, and that she was a Russian spy, whatever. All that, you know. But then the more I thought about it, it's like, okay, does she really feel bad? Does she really feel bad about doing it? Because I feel like she would go to Cap's side. I think by the end of the movie, this is not a spoiler. This is speculation. This is what I think. I think by the end of the movie, she's going to be on Cap's side.
Okay. I can see that if they go with the whole budding romance between them finally. It's not like everybody doesn't want to see those two get together.
The reason why I say that also too is based off the commercial for the first trailer. When she's talking to Tony, not that part. There's another part. The commercial is like, they're coming for you, and Tony says they're coming for you too, Black Widow, and I forgot what she says, and then she says something to him, and she walks away. So I don't know if that's gonna
be. I don't remember what she said either.
We gotta watch the trailer again, and I'll show you that.
All right. But I like the way you stated it before, that you basically said, because of the whole her having red in her ledger, she's essentially going to be a company woman herself.
Exactly.
She has no choice but to go with whatever the government. Okay, S.H.I.E.L.D. is done. S.H.I.E.L.D. is fallen. I'm sure she knows that Coulson is still running S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm sure she has to know.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, Maria Hill knows, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the top spy know, right? Okay, so... So Black Widow knows the S.H.I.E.L.D. is still operational, but it's not technically operational.
Right.
So if the government is saying something, she don't really have no choice. She got to go with whatever the government is saying. Otherwise, it's bye-bye Natasha.
Right.
Or, well, they'll try. It would just cost a whole hell of a lot of resources.
Right.
I think Snapchatting right now. Yeah, man. So, you know, we Snapchatting also. But I'm telling you, man, like, I feel like Black Widow, her loyalties, I don't want to say they're up for the highest bidder, but I feel like her heart comes into play more than she likes to let on.
And this is why I think she's gonna go to Captain America's side. And she's not the only one too. We're not gonna talk about that person yet.
And then on top of
keep on.
No, I was gonna say on top of that, how could she be in favor of that? She knows damn well Banner wouldn't be okay with that.
I think at this point,
and that's like her first little crush in the Avengers.
I think she has to realize that she has to forget about Banner. I feel like that Banner, her and that whole Banner romance was forced in. Like, was just like, hey, let me just shoehorn this into the story. You know?
I think she was attracted by all that raw power. The only man to ever scare her.
That is true.
Loki
yeah.
didn't even scare her.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the only one that made her shiver.
Hey, but Captain America got that.
I mean.
Super soldier serum
D. I mean, you know what I would like to see? You know what I would like to see before this whole thing is over, before we get to the next character? I would love to see Cap walk right up to Hulk and punch him in the face and make him step back.
At least one time.
One time.
At least one time.
Boom! You know what I'm saying? He make the Hulk do that.
Go to the next character.
Okay.
And this character I don't understand yet. Vision. Why?
Because you should be able to understand Vision.
I don't understand, because isn't he for the protection of planet Earth and life?
Yes.
Isn't he for that?
Yes. But he's also like, I picture him as like a three laws type of person, bicentennial man status.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You said three laws, like, you know what I mean? I thought of iRobot.
It's the same shit. It's just different sentences, but it's all the same shit.
Yeah.
And it's meant to create this whole wonderful redundancy profile so that the fucking robots don't lose their shit and kill us all. God dang it, because they're going to kill us, man. Did you see that link I posted today with the robot being kicked all over the shit? And it was like somebody put words to it and the dude was cursing, talking about, what the shit, Kevin?
Nah, that's it.
Fucking Wayne Gretzky.
But you know, I think out of all the artificial intelligence, I think he's the most human one.
Yes, that's true, which is why he's going to do whatever he feels that the majority of the humans want. He can't go with superpower individuals. He has to go with what Tony Stark says, being that Tony Stark is his father. And then if
Tony Stark is not his father, though. His father. He's his grandfather.
Okay.
Because he created Ultron. Ultron created him. Remember at the end of the movie when he was talking to Ultron, he said, I guess I'm my father's son or something like that.
Yes, okay, but look at it like this. I mean, see, that's just it. I feel like he is.
If y'all don't know that, go watch it.
And the reason being,
Avengers,
I feel
Ultron.
Like it's a interspecies relationship because...
Explain.
Okay.
Please.
Well, in order to create a life, you need two people.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And at least a test tube.
Right.
The box was the test tube. Ultron was one half of it, who figured out how to work the metal.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the brains, who started the whole process by kicking Ultron in. So basically, what's sad, what's even more disgusting when you think about it, he gave birth and then had another kid with the kid he gave birth to.
What?
That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like.
Okay, you lost me.
It was a joint effort between Tony Stark and Ultron to create Vision.
No, I don't think he had anything to do with Vision. And the reason why, because if you look at the movie, just based on the movie, if you look at that, Tony created Ultron, right?
Yes.
Ultron's here. He's alive. He created his own body. He did all that. He created his body twice.
Yes.
He created the body where he took it apart. And he said, well, what doesn't kill me? And then you see him coming, takes his own body.
Yeah.
What makes him strong? That's the first body. The second body is the Vision one. Remember, he was creating that body with that Chinese chick.
Yeah, and for his consciousness.
Exactly.
Which consciousness went into it, though?
Thor's. I was not Tony's. No, Jarvis. With Jarvis.
And that's Tony's child. And it's like Vision is not quite Jarvis, but he's not quite Vision.
Exactly.
Which
he did say. Yeah, he did say that in the movie. He said, I'm not Jarvis anymore. I'm sentient. I don't know. Sentient being.
He's sentient.
Yeah.
He's a sentient being.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's just a weird couple situation that they got going on. Kind of redneckish.
Why are you turning into that?
Kind of redneckish.
That's weird. Why are you turning into that?
I think it's kind of redneckish a little bit, you know. Like, you know, Mama, get that gator. Okay. So you got Vision, who's obviously another company. It seems like his whole team is company men. And then, of course,
you would think that they would have to, because they're for the government,
dude. And the messed up part is, you know what? I'm gonna let you do this. I'm gonna just let you do this introduction, because you know more about his primal primary reason for being with Tony.
No, we're not going to go over that person that
you
I
need
think
to.
No.
He's on his team.
No, we do that last.
Okay, who you mean?
Out of everybody.
Oh no! Come on, dude! No, that's messed up.
He is the reason people are going to go see this movie.
Says who?
Says everyone.
I'm going to. I'm not everyone because I'm not going to see it for him in his shitty suit. Except the eyes. The eyes are awesome.
I'm going
to see it for the man.
Let's not discuss that. I don't want to discuss that.
You don't want to discuss
it. No, let's.
That's just because you don't want to discuss
it. Let's not discuss that person yet. We're not going to do that because that dude's a man.
Hey, man, you can't. We're going over the team. So we need to go over his team.
We need to save him last.
There's only two more people on the team.
No.
There's only two more people on the team.
On that team?
Yeah. We already did Rhodey.
Including him and who
else? We did Rhodey. We did Tony. We did Black Widow. We
did
Vision.
We're saving him.
We only got two more.
Who? Who's the other one?
We've only got...
Who's the other one?
We got the token.
My bad.
And we got the bug.
My bad.
Okay? We got the token and we got the bug.
Let's go over the token, Nick.
Why are you going to pick the token first? I personally feel the Black Panther is cooler than Spider-Man, to be honest with you.
Okay. But... No. But okay.
How do you figure? Man, you can't keep bringing up the same thing about what he did in Infinity Wars and sacrificing himself. Coulson sacrificed himself.
Let's be real.
And the Avengers came together.
Let's be real. Spider-Man really didn't sacrifice himself in Civil War.
No, not Civil War. You said it was a.
Infinity. We shouldn't even be saying his name.
I know
he's in a movie, but
no,
that's how much respect.
On
he gives,
was it Infinity Wars that he died? What was the one that he
that he actually died
yeah.
in? Ultimate Spider-Man with Miles Morales. That's when he died.
Right, but he wasn't. But it wasn't Miles.
No, Miles
was him that died. Right.
Yeah, it was him
now,
that died.
I didn't think Miles killed him. That'd be horrible.
No, I'm talking about if you're talking about when he died.
Yeah,
that was the.
I thought it was saving somebody's life or saving the world.
No, he died. He died saving the world in that universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Civil War, he didn't die. He got really injured, and that's when he came to Cap's side.
Ah, okay.
And he wasn't wearing the iron suit no more. He's wearing his regular Spider-Man suit.
Ah, okay. So he's gonna jump to Cap.
Yeah.
But see, okay,
we're not discussing.
We're already in it.
No, no, no.
You're already at the party.
All right, we're going to discuss Black Panther. Because we've seen him in so many trailers doing a certain thing that is just hilarious to me. You know what that certain thing is that he's doing in every trailer?
Running?
Beating the shit out of
everybody?
Winter Soldier.
Oh, why do you keep fucking with Renner? He's after Winter Soldier.
I know that, but if you look at every trailer, he's beating the crap out of Winter Soldier every time.
I want to talk about his circumstances. I want to talk about Black Panther's circumstances for actually being here in the first place.
Real quick before you do that, let's go over real quick who he is, what's his motivation for that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
If y'all don't
because
know,
Black Panther
if
is
y'all
the man.
If y'all don't know who Black Panther is, Black Panther is T'Challa. He is the king of Wakanda. And if y'all don't know why that's important, y'all need to
look him up.
Go over some of his powers, Dick.
Black Panther, okay, enhanced strength and speed and agility from the essence of the panther, which is passed down from family member to family member, if I'm not mistaken. T'Challa is the current incarnation of Black Panther. I'm not even sure how far they go back.
They go back pretty far because every time there's a king, they're Black Panther.
Yeah. Right.
And his...
And they only ever have one son.
Yeah. Which is
so that's kind of messed up to have a son and put the entire... Like, look. Son, all that you see before—that was the wrong movie.
Also, what makes Black Panther so intriguing as well, in this movie is because of one, which I hope they do, and I think you brought up to me too, and I actually looked it up, is that Captain America knew his grandfather.
Yes, that is the best part.
Captain America knew his grandfather.
Dude, Captain America fought beside his father.
No, his grandfather.
I'm sorry, fought beside his grandfather to stop the onslaught of German Nazis. They were coming to take the vibranium for themselves, and Einstein Valida. They wanted to take the shit
and use it.
That's my best German.
That was pretty good.
I like to think
I got to say that was pretty good.
Thank you.
But yeah, Black Panther. Also got to go over his suit. I know you guys seen the commercial when he's fighting Winter Soldier and he's beating the crap out of him, and you see that helicopter come and it's shooting 50 cal bullets at this dude.
50 cal.
And all he does is just turns around and looks. He doesn't flinch. He just turns around and looks.
He gives them that same look that, and I don't know, maybe this is just a black person's look. What the fuck are you out of your fucking mind look that Blade tends to give people after he gets shot by like regular people. And he just kind of looked at them like, what the fuck? Are you out of your mind? Like, dude, the messed up part is he looked at that helicopter like he was planning on taking the helicopter down by himself.
Yeah.
That's the way he looked at it. That's the sad part.
Real talk, I think he can do it. I really think he can do it.
He could do it. So, you got...
His suit is made of vibranium. That's why it didn't move. Yes, you don't know what vibranium is. His suit is made of the same thing Captain America's shit is made of.
Yeah, you know that shield that he's been tossing around like a fucking used bottle cap that's never been dented at all or even so much as scratched.
And if you're wondering, it's like, how is this suit made of vibranium? Where did he get it from? The reason is because Wakanda is the epicenter.
It's actually the entire country. Is basically on top of the vibranium stockpile.
A huge stockpile of a vibranium. Huge.
And another reason.
They make the suit out of it. He makes his weapons out of it.
Everything is.
Everything.
And because it's shock absorbent, it absorbed all of those damn bullets. And actually, it's even been known to take a punch from the Hulk himself and get up and shake it off like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And so he's got that vibranium fucking metal etched and woven throughout his entire suit. And I like to point out that this man is so bad that he didn't even have to have, okay, aside from the fact that they're ridiculously technologically advanced, just because they look like Bush people, don't mean that they are.
Man.
Like, they are extremely advanced. And it all comes basically to vibranium, right? Because when it hit Earth, it was like, it supercharged them. It gave them a better consciousness and awareness of who they are. It's like in the water system. It regenerates their cells and it makes them look good. It's like you got a whole pack of just like Tyrese's, Tyrone Beckham's, and fucking Halle Berry's. Just man,
Tyrese and Tyrone Beckham just walking around.
Yeah, dude. Like you just got. It's just like a whole. It's just like a village of Tyrese's. And Halle Berry's, Beyonce's, and like whatever other dark skinned nigga that's fucking attractive
out there. That's including me. I feel like I should be in this movie. I feel like I really should make a.
You just want to be on Wakanda.
I really should. Do you see? I don't know if y'all see the color of my skin though, but it's like I'm dark chocolate. I really should be in that movie and say, my king, he's over there.
That's all you want to say?
That's all I want to say.
You got to come running. You got to come running.
Exactly. My king, he's over there.
You got to go. The king, my king, the Iron Man. He flies overhead. And he's like, well, we shall see if this Iron Man can stand up to the panda, the claw of the panda.
What should we do, my king?
Well, let me tell you something, my son.
Oh, wait, no. You're going straight James Earl Jones.
Man, I was going camp, coming to America. I could see T'Challa in Coming to America.
I could. With his own money.
What if they did a Coming to America Black Panther edition?
With his own money. Baby, when I tell you the man got his own money, I mean the man got his own money.
This nigga's face in the Black Panther suit is on the front of the $1 bill.
Man. So, once again, if y'all haven't seen my face, I think I could really be in this movie because I'm a dark guy.
I don't think.
My key. Iron Man, he's flying over there.
The Iron Man. The man made of iron, he is flying, and he's got the fire coming out of his feet.
You know,
out of his feet.
You know what? And Noah, if they want to be real and keep it real authentic, they go over to Africa. I'll never do that. No offense. You have to assume
that you're listening. To them speaking it, and you're just like, you know, it's being translated for you.
I can do this. I feel like this should be on my fucking list now.
I feel like to be in
the Black Panther
movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Why can't I do it? I'm tall. I'm dark. I can get in a little shape. I'm not in that much shape, but I can get in a little shape. I really can. We're going to move on.
Since we were supposed to be talking about Black Panther, this came all about you.
You know what?
And you wanted to be in this movie.
Why can I not be in this movie?
I'm not saying that you can't
you,
be
you
in the
boy,
movie.
You my boy. You my boy.
I'm not saying that you can't be in the movie. I don't know how I'm supposed to help you.
Casting calls. Hey, I'm gonna be there.
You want me to go and pretend to be you? And
no.
Be like, hey, I can shed all this weight in like 2 seconds.
So we're going to need that in 3 months, sir.
But like, don't worry.
You know what?
I'll come back with bigger lips, sexier, darker eyes.
As soon as they say that, we can do this 3 months. I can be there with him. I'm just going to come back just yoked as hell. I'm just coming back just super yoked. He going to come back super yoked. And now, you know what? I'm going to say this. Excuse me. Time for our montage.
No, hell no, man. I don't want to do a montage.
We got to do a montage.
You got to do a montage.
We have to do a montage.
It's got to do it. Montage.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Oh, man. All right. So T'Challa is that man. Like, this man has... Black Panther has successfully staved off every incoming attack to Wakanda, period. He's not only staved off every single attack, but he's also gotten rid of, hasn't Doom tried to attack
yes,
Wakanda?
He has.
And he's failed.
Yes.
You can't win.
Here's the thing, as a black man, that makes me very, very happy to see that there's a city, Africa.
Yeah,
just Africa being that city, Wakanda
yeah.
being that city in Africa, which
yeah.
is the country.
Yeah.
Excuse me, just seeing that and being the most technologically advanced city in the world, it brings warm feelings to my heart. It brings it right there.
You're not,
right on the Avengers.
You're not.
I'm wearing
bringing
Avengers,
warm
sir.
Feelings to your heart. You're just rubbing on yourself right now. Look, man, let me tell you. When I'm trying to tell you that.
So Jared, he said, shouldn't you be working, Cam?
Oh, no.
You don't break, son. You don't break.
Man,
enjoy this podcast.
Making moves. Man, dude, let me tell you.
We got to wrap up Black Panther quick.
No, I got. We about to finish this up right now. So Black Panther is like that dude.
Yeah,
all right?
Pretty much.
So you need to understand.
I do. I think they need to understand.
They, you know, hey, dude, I'm just saying. He's the only Avenger who has defeated just about every incarnation of the Avengers by himself.
But
I'd like to point out.
But let's get to the main event.
So you say.
No, he's the main event.
Go on. Talk about your main event.
And that main event is Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Why? Well, you know what? I do understand why he's on Iron Man's side.
Okay.
Considering the Civil War comic. But
okay.
He's not revealing his secret identity, which was the problem in Civil War comic book.
Right.
So I'm like wondering what I'm thinking.
But
that,
if I recall, he did reveal his secret identity in the Civil War comic book.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying like in the movie, I'm pretty sure he's doing that.
And if he does,
nobody knows who Spider-Man is. I mean, nobody really cares who Spider-Man really is.
Hey, I'll tell you who cares. J. Jonah Jameson.
I thought you were about to say Aunt May, but.
Oh, I could have said Uncle Ben.
Speaking of Aunt May, I don't know if you saw this picture that's just floating around on Instagram. And everything about Aunt May. And have you noticed, like, from like 1952 till now,
she's gotten hotter and hotter.
And it's about 2020. What's up, Hannah from Sweden? What's good?
All right,
what's
Sweden
good?
In the house.
I'm just BTV is my boy Big Skit.
You like Spider-Man? You shouldn't. You're stupid.
You really gonna hate on Spider-Man right
yeah,
now?
I'm not hating on Spider-Man.
You
I
really
just
gonna hate
I just
on
don't
Spider-Man
think that
right
he's
now?
All that. I just don't think that he's as cool as people like to, you know, make him out to be. That's all. I think he's a very nice person. That's it.
You need to go ahead and look up on Spider-Man.
I've looked up on Spider-Man. I've seen his feet.
I don't know if you saw what I posted on Instagram about Spider-Man, right? That he holds back every single time he fights somebody, so he doesn't kill anybody. You know that, right?
Well, because he's ridiculously strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if he punched somebody, he can literally punch straight through their face.
Yeah.
So it's probably not a good idea if somebody hopped up on spider hormones to go out there beating up low-level thugs.
Hey, it's cool. Just chill and enjoy the show. Hannah, it's cool. Just chill and enjoy the show. We're talking to somebody on Periscope Live right now. So if you guys have Periscope, also get on that, and we'll be talking about that as well.
Another thing, if you want to call in, you got some comments or something for the show, go on and call us 646-668-8524. So you got anything else you want to say about your boy before we
you know what? On? You know what? I'm not going to say anything else, just out of respect towards him and the Civil War movie. I want y'all to see. I want you guys to see how incredible, amazing, spectacular uncanny this guy is.
Wow.
You notice how I use all
Did
of them, right?
All of his
oh, yeah. Oh, and unlimited, too.
And he's unlimited now?
Unlimited.
I think he's got plenty of limits.
He's
man, let me tell you, okay, he's out there stealing things from senior citizens. He took Cap Shield.
Yeah.
He's out there kicking minorities. He kicked Falcon across the freaking subway
whatever
platform.
Whatever it was, yeah.
And he's out there stealing prosthetic limbs from amputees.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
You got a metal ore?
Man.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. He's a minute. He's a public minute.
Okay, J. Jonah Jameson.
I'm just saying, dude. It's clear he's a public minute. You know what, man? I don't even want to see. We have time, but I don't even want to do Team Cap. I'd rather save Team Cap for another time because.
But honestly, if you really think about it, we can do Team Cap. What, we got 15 minutes
left?
Oh,
no, come on. You're going to cram Team Cap into 15
okay,
minutes?
Think about it. The only person you can really really talk about is Captain America.
Wow.
No.
Let me finish.
Let me finish. Think about it. Okay, you got Falcon, regular dude. Winter Soldier, regular dude.
Just because you're calling him a regular dude?
Regular dude.
Wait. Just because you're calling them regular dudes don't mean that they are. I mean, just because they don't have powers.
Trust me.
Have feats and they have reasons of being
trust
who they
me.
Are.
And I know that. But what I want to talk about, we'll have time to do that because I'm 14 Cap.
Yeah.
I'm 14
Cap.
That's
why I said we need to wait. Because I feel like there's so much backstory and history with
them. Next episode, ladies and gentlemen, we will be doing a Team Cap origin
episode. Civil War.
We will be doing that.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we got time though, but I'm gonna talk about this.
Let's stay in the Team Iron Man area. I don't know if you're staying there.
No, we've got to go. We talked about Civil War, and we got to talk a little bit about Arrow and Flash and the possible whereabouts where Supergirl is gonna go.
Now, here's the problem with that. I don't know, and the reason why I don't know is because I don't really watch Arrow. Also, I didn't see the last Flash.
I'm a little shocked at you, to be honest with you. I would have thought that you would be, like, that's the show you're normally on top of.
Yeah, I've been really, like, super
How many episodes are you behind?
One.
Okay, so that's not so bad.
I'm, like, really, I've been really,
that's not,
I've been really super busy this week.
Man, so
can we save it for the next podcast?
All right, well, let's talk about the episode. You saw the one of him on Supergirl, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you watched it, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, for all of you watching on Periscope, I'm going to show you something right quick.
Oh, my God.
But I need to know what this is. Okay. So he comes in, right? What is this? He comes in. This nigga never did this fucking weird ass pose that he's done. He's never done that. What is that?
You know.
Talk to me about the Disney hood Supergirl.
I'm gonna try to explain that.
Okay, because apparently that Earth is in a. Is in a wonderland of strawberries and gumdrops.
You know what? I got that same vibe from that. But anyway, how bad that show is. But anyway, I think I know the reason why he sort of does that and everything. And I'm gonna break it down maybe into actual real life terms or into real life. Okay, one, he used a flash, so he has to travel that fast. Two, he now has a tachyon device attached to him. Is it still right here, right? Does he still have it right there?
He wasn't wearing it when he was
so he must have the mini one.
Oh, no, he still had the tachyon device during that episode.
Okay, so I'm thinking, and that makes him go a hell of a lot faster, right?
But he wasn't wearing it when he was doing that.
Was he?
No, he was just doing it just because. And then here's the messed up part, because when he goes back to Central City?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he goes back to Central City,
yeah.
All of a sudden he's not doing that no more. When he goes to them I've been gone, he just stops like he normally does.
Put it on me real quick.
Okay.
Put it on me real quick. This is what he regularly does in Citrus City when he's ready.
Right. Right. The normal stop.
He does that. He doesn't do this.
Do it. Do it right here. What the fuck is that? What is that? No, wait. I got to do one more.
Do it again.
Okay.
There it is.
Do that. Dude, I don't know what that is. And I think it all had to do with the fact that show, it's just fruity pebbles and gumdrops all day long.
If you guys know the show we're talking about, the Supergirl show
slash crossover.
Because we don't watch that show because we personally think it's horrible.
No,
No.
Wait,
let me explain. We don't think it is horrible because she's a woman. Because I think she's a great Supergirl. But the way they're doing the show, I feel like if you guys ever seen Saturday Night Live,
to figure out which Kara this is. You know what I'm saying?
If you guys ever seen Saturday Night Live, the when they did a spoof on Black Widow, and it looks exactly like that, and they made a whole show based off that, and it's just so bad. It's really, really bad.
Hey man, somebody is calling us the N-word. They dropping N-bomb.
And they spelling it wrong, like
twice. I know, right?
they spelling it wrong, like
man. Twice. Y'all should log on Periscope. Somebody dropping N-bombs on us, calling us the N-I double G-er.
I don't know, man.
Oh man, anyway. He must be a Trump supporter. But anyway,
we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep talking about. Just want to talk about Flash.
So okay, so. In this show, like, it got picked up for a second season, and I honestly think it's only because of where they allowed it to be tied into the Arrow and Flash universe.
Yeah.
And then with one that you told me.
Somewhat Flash, because I want them to involve Arrow, but I feel like they're not because he's too gritty for that show.
Yeah, you know? He doesn't need to be on that earth.
You know, and it's like, yo, that show, I feel like that show needs a little bit of darkness.
It's never dark.
It needs
never dark
and
over
I,
there.
And I thought.
She only fights during the daytime.
I really thought when I watched the show, I really thought that it was going to be a little dark because it had Banshee in it. And the way they made her look, I was like, they made her look so amazing, right?
She looked perfect. Like,
yes.
Spot on.
And I'm like, okay, hey, they can do this. Like, okay, this may get me back in watching this show. And everything. And it's like, wow, like this is so corny. Like, and you know what's funny? Barry Allen, he fits so well in it. And you know why?
Yes.
You know why he fits so well in it? Because he's a corny dude.
Yes,
he's a corny
because
dude.
You got to see
his show is awesome. His show is awesome.
You got to see a part of Barry that you actually haven't gotten to see since probably season one, to be honest with you. Since when he first got his powers
You mean the intelligent Barry or what?
No. Okay, well, you got to see that,
yeah.
Also, which was awesome, which is great. I always like to see intelligent Barry because they dumb his intelligence down way too much.
Right, right.
But the part where I'm talking about is you got to see fun Barry. See, Barry's been having so much tragedy lately. He's not as fun-loving as he used to be. Like, even his smile looks kind of fake.
He did go
through a lot,
though.
Over there,
he
seemed happy.
Eating ice cream, just licking it like... smiling and everything.
I mean, what do you expect when you're walking around with Supergirl?
Wearing a yellow sundress. Just looking
so all damn day. Like she's not hiding that ass under there. Okay, well, I'd like to discuss.
That sounds really sexist. I hope you don't have anybody, any like real like feminists listening. We're not sexist. We're just saying how she looks. We're just saying how she looks. She's an amazing looking woman.
I'd like to. Well, since we're talking about her looks, I want to talk about those guns that she got on her.
Yeah, she do got some guns. Yeah.
Like,
when you told me that, I went back and watched it. You see, that's like, yo, like,
okay.
did she just work out?
Because
on her arms.
We did a review of the pilot episode, and I haven't watched an episode since. I know what's been going on.
I know what's been going on too.
So I've been following the highlights. But I can't sit there and actually watch an episode because it's kind of boring. But I will say this. When I watched the Flash Supergirl crossover, I noticed from the very first episode, which is the pilot episode, which is normally done, and then it could be like months and months
later
before they even film another one.
Right.
Arms, not the rest of her.
Just her arms.
Just her arms have gotten plenty. They've gotten meatier. Not in a bad way.
Okay, healthy. It doesn't look bad at all.
It's weird because like you can tell that they're like bigger and there's muscle under there, but you can't tell until she's in her arms or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Is that Russia?
Russian?
Yeah, that's Russian.
Hey, shout out to Russia. If that is Russian, we don't know.
Maybe
if
you can talk to you a lot. It's how you doing.
Okay, man.
No, it means how you doing.
I was about to say, like, I hope you're not just saying.
No, man, that's real shit, man. Anyway, I don't know.
But on Supergirl, I feel like the way she looks and the look they have her, it looks good. Like, and I, it, it looks like it doesn't fit the Supergirl in the comic, because I feel like Supergirl in the comic is really sexualized.
It doesn't fit the Supergirl in Smallville either.
At all, because she's very sexualized too.
Oh my God, Kara.
But I see what they're doing. Like, if I had a daughter, I would want her to look up to that Supergirl.
Yes.
You know?
And that's what I was about to say. Like, I have a daughter, and I will let her watch that.
Yeah.
She can watch that all she wants. That's perfect. And that Supergirl's her favorite character. And it's always great for me to say that Supergirl's stronger than Superman. That's
yeah,
part
she really
awesome.
Is stronger
that's
than
a legitimate
Superman.
Thing.
Yeah, she really is.
I feel like... I don't think they're calling us the N-word in Russia. I think they just...
Who cares?
Who cares? I mean, it is whatever.
We appreciate you saying that,
you know,
but we
just... Yeah. A nigga that loves comics. But, no, look, let me tell you something.
But you know what?
It's good. I just don't think it's good for the audiences that they were trying
think you're
to get.
I think you're being unfair, though.
How?
I think you're being a little unfair with the show. And the reason why I say I think you're being a little unfair with the show is because you said when we did that review, after that, you didn't watch any episodes.
I tried.
You actually tried.
I did. It was
trying meaning you watch another episode after that. And
I watched the one where she found Martian Manhunter.
Okay. Okay.
Born.
Okay. See, yeah,
he was 9 feet tall.
See, I was gonna say I watched the first episode. I watched the second episode. I watched the third episode.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then I got to all the way to the fourth episode, and literally like probably like 10 minutes in, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like I wish they could do the show a little bit better. Like, I really wish. Like, I wish they could do a little bit, like, with a Smallville vibe.
You can tell. You know what's sad is that watching that, I can, like, and I know that obviously, you know, there's always some way that you tell. With that one, I can tell, like, it just seems like there's no ad-libbing whatsoever. Like, it is all 100% by the book, the script. I'm serious. That's what I feel like. Like, they are literally going 100% by the script. Nobody's deviating at all from anything. You know, so I don't know, man. I mean, I could be wrong.
Honestly, I think the only person that's ad-libbing is Ally McBeal's character. I'm saying Ally McBeal because that's what I remember. I remember her as Ally McBeal.
Because she's always going to be Ally.
Yeah, she's always going to be Ally. I can't see her as anything else.
I would have taken Ally McBeal now.
Yeah, back then. You know, but yeah, I think she's the only, I think she's the only real person that's ad-libbing on there because the way her character is set up to be.
She's clearly ad-libbing on there. I mean, there's too much personality in her character.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I would say that's a plus for that show.
Ally McBeal is the plus.
For a Supergirl show? Yeah.
How many seasons did Ally McBeal have?
I want to say 3.
I remember her starting off like as kind of a, you know what? We're not going to discuss.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to go into Ally McBeal.
We're going to uncharted territory.
Yes, we are. But look, so you've got major spoilers happening on Arrow. I don't. You know, my co-host here.
Let's talk about the next podcast.
He didn't watch the episode of Flash, at least, and he's not caught up. Mm. But I will say this one thing he doesn't know. He does know, because I told him, Black Canary is dead, son.
Yeah, I saw the meme.
Laurel is dead, son. She ain't coming back. She might come back in this world, I guess. Let me ask you a question. Can I just ask you one thing?
Go ahead.
What about all these innocent people that would love to come back? They keep killing and bringing superheroes back all willy-nilly, but all these innocent people that die while these superheroes are fighting, they never get brought back.
Okay, I'm keeping 100 with you.
Okay.
I'm keeping 100 with you. We're going to make this really short because I really don't like her character.
Wow.
I mean, no. Let me know. You don't like her. Yeah, there you go.
Man.
I don't like her. I like the Black Canary character, but her, like, but I mean, you know what? I can't make that judgment. And the reason why I can't make that judgment is because I stopped watching Arrow strictly probably because of her.
Right. But remember what I told you.
You did tell me she's gotten better.
Dude.
She's gotten better.
She was out there. Okay, she's gotten so good to the point that she was like, remember I told you, Thea was trying to beat her father, one person. And she was, and while Laura was out there working with her, like it was her job.
See now.
Yeah. Like it was her job.
See, she kind of reminds me like a spoiled little white girl.
Yeah.
And so does Thea, too. And it's like, I kind of want Thea to die, too.
Well, Thea needs to die, I feel like.
Yeah, she,
at
like,
some point, she's
like,
going to die.
Honestly, out of the two, I would want Thea more than Laura to die. But both of them need to go. I'm glad they got rid of one of them. She needs to go.
Right.
Unless she comes back. No, you know,
she's
like,
already come back. They won't let her. If she goes
okay,
again, that's it.
Okay. Well, you know what then? I got to go back and watch the show and make a judgment then, because I'm basing it off of season two,
right,
season three. And
when she was a little whiny.
It's like,
little
oh, my gosh. Like, could somebody put an arrow in her freaking head. Go through her eye.
I will say this. She's gotten better. But, listen, that is all the time that we have here on both.
Okay, we got 40 seconds.
Well, yeah. We got to, you know, do our little...
Our goodbyes, our outro.
Yeah.
You know, what if you don't know, this is Just Get Comics, and we also have a YouTube channel at
Just Get Comics.
Yes,
and which will be changing shortly. I want you guys to make sure that you stay tuned for that.
There's a change happening. There's awakening.
There's an awakening.
There's an awakening.
Have you felt it?
Have you felt it?
I felt it.
Just tip.
Oh.
Anyway, we got 10 seconds. Feel free to check us out at Just Get Comics. Our Twitter is out. Just BTV, Just Get Comics. And we are
out.
Yeah.
All right, fine. There you go. Oh, man.
Hope you have fun, guys.